Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
All right, Coach. We're in a transition.
That's right.
Finished football, and now we're headed into basketball.
Heading on to the round ball.
And football didn't finish like we wanted to, and we're not going to dwell on that because I get too emotional.
Yeah.
And we're just going to leave it at that, but I think I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, acknowledge the fact that we did have a team that won a state championship. You know, right, wrong, or indifferent, you got to give props when props is due. And Mona Shores brought back a championship, and my hat is off to them.
Yep, they represented. So everybody represented, and they brought something that they ain't never ever had.
Right, it's their first, you know, and I think we're at 17, but that's just the way it is.
I'm going to tell you this. I do this with everybody. Muskegon sets the bar for the expectation of the athletics around this whole county.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
So if you can get ramped by Muskegon, you gauge yourself as a program in any sport. That's all. Yep. I'm going to say that right there. And I'll leave it there. So then get ready for basketball. Muskegon again is at the top of the food chain.
Oh, yeah.
They got the EK coming up. They got Rockford coming up. Rockford got them last year.
Yeah.
So I know Coach Guy getting ready for
getting them ready. That's Friday the 13th of December.
In the Potter Gym.
At Redmond Potter.
With the new floor.
So they got new. They got a new scores table, too.
Okay.
So you need to come check that out.
All right.
Courtesy of Farmers Insurance.
All right.
It's an electronic scoreboard, man. Scores table.
Okay.
It's kind of slick.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So big things are coming on towards the way. Yeah, man.
Yep. So we're excited about basketball. I think at least three. We know Billy, Jordan, Cameron, and it's probably maybe another player or two that's going to go, join the basketball team.
Yeah, it's another one. So I can't remember his name. Booney.
Booney, okay.
Yep, that's his nickname. He's going to join the basketball team, too. He's a tough defender, hard-nosed, and he's joining the basketball team. I don't want to miss nobody else, but I think that's the four guys that I've seen in the rotation. It might be a junior. Yeah. It might be somebody come out of nowhere. But
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but those are the guys, and that's again, you're bringing that football toughness pedigree on the Muskegon Big Reds.
Right, so they play, and then there's a two-week law. They got 2 weeks for these football players to get their basketball legs, and that'll be the the Sports Hall of Fame Classic out at Reese Puffer.
And that's the rematch for the regional.
Right, because we'll play Kentwood again.
Yeah, that's good.
Same matchups pretty much as it was last year. Yep. So looking forward to that. Hopefully the weather cooperates. It's on a Friday night, which is the 24th of December. And then he'll have his classic early part of January doing break. So
yeah, I'm gonna be partial with that. I'm not gonna be partial. I'm a Muskegon Big Red. I got a nephew that played for East Kentwood.
Oh, really? Yep. Okay.
So he ended up leaving Reese Puffin and go to East Kentwood. So he over there. He over there with his friends now. He where he wanna be at. He ain't never been a Muskegon kid anyway. He been living in Grand Rapids. And he been, I don't know how he live here and make all them friends over there. So he over there. I told him, I say, nephew, it's gonna be hard for me. Cause I work there. I work in Muskegon. I make my money there. So I'm a clap for you, but I ain't looking for you to win. That's what I told him.
They're not going to beat him this year, okay?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now. It's not going
to
happen.
So I told him I don't clap for you. I'm rooting for you, but I ain't rooting for you to get a W.
Right. That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. I love you. But I'm partial with Muskegon, brother.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So moving on. Before we leave, Grand Rapids Catholic Central played Detroit Country Day.
Ooh-wee. Yes, go ahead.
And Grand Rapids Catholic Central ran a Boston on them.
Yes, they did. 41 or what?
It was nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
In a high school championship game, you get trucked like that. And Country Day was undefeated, man.
And they pay tuition and everything. They bringing some of the best kids.
$31,000 a year is what it costs to attend Detroit Country Day.
So if you're there on a scholarship, you a heck of an athlete.
31 grand. Yes, sir. Yeah, go check out their website. They got an indoor practice facility at a high school. All right, indoor practice facility.
I've been around that area.
Bad boy, it's a bad boy.
I've seen the $1 million condos right next across the street. I've seen them.
Yeah, so the elite didn't win out on that one, man. But I would have to say that was one game down there that totally surprised me.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't see that one coming. Yeah. So, but yeah, then you had the college. Bama took another shot, knocked Bama off. They pedestal.
Nick Saban going crazy right now.
Ohio State is Ohio State, man. They looked absolutely awesome at Ann Arbor.
Yes, sir. They look awesome at Ann Arbor. I don't even know what.
7 points, man.
And then, like, he'd be saying Michigan in a rival game. I'm like, let me go back 15 years. It's one victory for U of M.
Yeah. It's not a rivalry anymore.
Yeah, so when I look back 15 years for Michigan State, I could count at least 4 victories.
Yeah.
With us beating Ohio State. I can count 4 in my head. Yep. So.
Yeah, it's no longer a rivalry, man.
Yeah. They little brother for real.
A rivalry is when you beat each other.
The Michigan football program is little brother for real.
Right. Okay.
They got a couple wins against us. Well, we're not down. Yeah, but they little brother for real. When it come to all the sports, they little brother.
Yeah.
They got the prestige of, like, we're this good for so many years. But if you go 10-year span.
They're not that effective, man.
Trophy case empty.
Yes, sir. Nothing in there. No hardware, baby.
It's some Jordan shoes in there. Basketball team, you can say something now.
All Bunyan trophies is about it. And I only think you put that in the trophy case, though.
No,
right?
You don't put it in the locker
room.
See
that in the locker room, right. Nobody want to see that ugly thing, man. Yeah,
so, hey, but
got to get them
respect. Michigan tried to make a little run, but they might be playing the Florida Gators in the bowl game.
Again. Yeah, but I think I see the championship game is LSU and Ohio State.
Yeah. Remember that one year Ohio State played Clemson and got blew out. But I don't think Ohio State like that this year.
Oh, no.
They're far from
that. This thing they got down there, man, is dynamic.
Yeah, they sound
they scary.
Yeah.
The defense they got and that offense, it's unreal, man. That boy Fields is no joke. So,
yeah, they're a tough team.
Yeah, my belief odds on favorite to win it is Ohio State.
Yeah, but staying on football, I mean, look at the NFL. You got Lamar Jackson.
And he is
the truth.
That guy.
They beat San Francisco last week in the rain.
It was a good game in the rain, too. Man. I like games like that.
But then I heard a comment from one of the San Francisco announcers. He was like, oh, the only advantage he had because the ball same color as the skin.
He got fired.
Man, that's crazy, man.
He got fired.
How you excuse somebody of athletic ability? I did look at the football. I said, well, it is.
Yeah, well, there are certain things as an
you
announcer,
can't say on.
You can think, but you can't say.
You can't say.
So the people that he answers to was like smart enough to say, that's not a good move, brother. You done.
Yeah.
See you later. Yeah.
Get up out of here. Why would you say that?
You're right. You can turn the mic off and say it, but don't say it in the mic when you got 20 million people listening, man.
And you got the best player in the NFL. That's how you. But see, that's the subject of a privileged mindset on how they
right.
Like,
that's his advantage. He's got to have some kind of advantage nobody else has.
Yep.
And it happens to be the tone of his skin is similar to that of the football. Come on, dude. The athletic ability is what it is.
Yeah.
It's not even about what the football and his arm look like.
All the opponents respect him so much, too.
Oh, yeah.
They respect him.
Yeah, no doubt.
Man. They love going against him. They love talking crazy to him. And after the game, they be hugging him like, brother, you got it going on.
Game recognized game, man. It's like, man. You know, if they stay healthy, I see a Super Bowl in their future.
Me too. And like he said, I'm going to bring a Super Bowl to Baltimore.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks that way, man. So, and Frisco, they'll probably play again. I would hope so. It was such a great game. I'd love to see them two play again.
Yeah,
those are the two premier teams in the league right now.
Yeah. They say, speaking of Frisco, when the boy Kaepernick did his tryout, you know, the rig tryout that they tried, because they tried to sign a paper. They say one of the wide receivers he was throwing to got picked up by a team.
Oh, really? He didn't.
He did. He was throwing the ball to him, though.
Unguarded. Yeah, he was not being guarded. Right. I could do that.
Man, that's crazy.
Man.
This world is amazing, man. It's amazing things going on. I've been watching.
Yeah, man.
Yep. So they said their NBA ratings down.
That's what I heard. They said the NFL was up and the NBA is down. And, well, you know, the reason is it's so much sports right now.
Yeah. Going on. Okay. Everything's going on right now.
Yeah, you got football, you know, still going on. College football,
hockey.
You got hockey, you know, it's still there.
Soccer was finishing
in
up.
There.
Yep.
So that's the reason why. But ultimately, after Christmas Day, you'll start to see that dwindle because the college fans are going to tune into the pros, to pro basketball.
Yeah.
I think the league is okay.
Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, but then the only thing that's hurting us is because you think about the league, you think about the Splash Brothers. Stephen Curry really brought what little kids wanted to watch the game.
Oh, yeah.
And people can laugh and say whatever they want about him. The shoes and the Under Armour. I don't mind wearing no Under Armour. Yes, they do. Them little kids got that.
Okay.
People, adults are wearing that. Teens are sponsored. Under Armour got it going on. Steph Curry got it going on. I'm not even really a Steph Curry fan, but I've seen his work and his work ethic and how he is. His character is impeccable. So you got to think the family is like, we're going to go see Steph Curry. Oh, yeah. Or that's great. We can watch his game, Mom. They going to watch his game. He ain't cussing nobody out. He ain't trying to fight nobody.
No.
So it's like you following that. Then he got this Christian base that he lives and these principles. So it's like the family's like, oh, we're going to turn it on. You can watch him.
Right.
You know, so.
No, yeah, that doesn't help. And, you know, a lot of marquee players aren't in playing right now. You know,
that's right.
Guys in Brooklyn.
They're not playing.
Kyrie.
And Kevin Durant.
And Durant are out, you know, over in Los Angeles. Who we have over there, Kawhi and Paul George.
You don't know when they're going to play. They're like, hey, I feel like playing today. I don't feel like playing
right.
today.
It's load management.
So
yeah, right.
So then I ain't going to watch the game. When that game right. down, all I do is watch highlights.
That's it.
But then everybody be knocking James Harden, Russell Westbrook. They be playing every game.
Oh, yeah,
and
man.
They be
playing.
And they be shooting.
they fun to watch, man.
Yeah, they fun
I like to watch Houston play.
That game, you got to be ready to play in chaos with them.
Yep, no doubt, man. So it's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
By the time the playoffs roll around, all that, their ratings will be back up.
They're going to be ready. Everybody's going to be ready.
Yep, because last year they didn't have LeBron. They said they were down, too. The ratings were down during the playoffs because LeBron was out. So it's only a matter of time. He'll be okay. They got the TV money.
That's right. They got it.
They don't get it back. TV can't get it back.
They just got to change who they gonna show. I like Milwaukee. I like watching.
Oh
Milwaukee.
My gosh, I watched them the other night
against the Pistons. They were trying to bully ball him, wasn't they?
Yeah,
it didn't work.
Didn't work, man. Y'all better back that thing.
He was laughing.
You better back it up because I'm gonna come down and just destroy y'all.
After that, he had like he's like he just turned into like a scoring machine after Blake Griffin did that to him.
Right, he did. He went on a tear, man. But he worked all offseason. You know, this guy is so dedicated to his craft, it's like he could actually repeat as the MVP at this rate.
Yeah,
you know, if LeBron have any drop off, he's gonna be right there.
So. He's gonna be right there, cause he averaged 30, 13, and 6.
That's pretty good for a center.
Yeah, right. And we talking about 6 assists.
Yeah, well, a center.
And his
right?
and his ratio, the assist turnover ratio is not bad. It's like 2.
Okay.
So every time he have assists, he getting like 0.5 turnovers, you know, like not even a half a turnover because that Euro step, he could do it for the 3-point line.
So he,
when you try to pick up, you got to pick him up full court because the turnover not coming. Because when he Euro on the NBA 3-point line, 27 feet. So he.
Yeah, it's a half a step, man. So
he Euro on from the 3-point line in the NBA. So you like, I'm going to play some D. You try to play D in the paint. He taking his last dribble.
Too late.
At the 3-point line.
Too late.
It's too late. You're going to foul him. That's a foul because he got the right away. He got the right away at a high school half court.
Right.
The NBA 3-pointer is almost close to the little bubble in the middle of the high school half court. So he taking this last step, 2 steps after the half court, and he going to the rim. Because, you know, NBA is 94 feet.
Right.
It's bigger than the other court. So I'm like, I think about that. I'm like, that's hard. You can't guard that.
It's without fouling him. Nope. Mm-mm. Nope. And that's what you have to do. Yep. You have to foul him, man. Yeah. Guy's incredible. Great athlete. Yes, he is.
So.
Yeah, so.
What you got today? I know we're a financial show. I just want to talk about sports.
Oh, we love to, man.
When I leave today, I'm going to watch me some sports.
I think our listeners don't mind watching a little sports when they can get a little knowledge as well. You know, year-end planning, right?
That's right. That's where we at. Countdown to the new year.
Countdown to the new year. And you can make changes whenever you need to make them. But a lot of people choose to use the start of a new year as a time to possibly get their business in order. And there's a number of things that you can do. But today we're going to talk about a will.
Okay.
Okay. And, you know, we've all heard horror stories about famous people that never put together a will and sort of the hardships that it caused the family. And a lot of times it causes a rift, a split in the family. And, that's on another level, okay? But us as individuals, we still need a will in order to help protect the assets that we have so they don't go to probate.
Yeah, because they go to probate, you got to wait how long?
Well, it's more of the cost because now you got to go hire an attorney to go through probate. And then there's going to be a waiting period and there's going to be certain taxes attached to the estate. By not having a will, then you got to pay the attorney. So those are like unnecessary fees. But you can actually do that ahead of time. Okay, you can do you can go talk to an attorney. And right now there's really a lot of online type of services because it's not as complicated as you think it is. Okay, it's just it's a simple process. It's like a 4-step process. And the first process is choosing a beneficiary. Okay? And normally if you're married, you know, everything it reverts to your spouse. But you would hate to have a situation where it was a car accident and you both passed in that car accident. Now it goes to your, you know, to your surviving children, but yet their names are not on anything. So now at that point, it probably becomes a probate issue.
There it is.
So, yeah, you got to choose your beneficiaries, okay? And you can use, you know, your children, cousins, aunts, uncles, whatever you want to do. But as long as it's in writing and you designate what they should receive. So if you have a 401k and there's money left into it, you can divvy that up equally among those that you name as beneficiaries, or you can leave it to one, or you can do percentages, okay? But you have to have a beneficiary. Next one is the executor. The executor is that individual that's going to make sure that in your estate is taken care of by paying any bills, dues, taxes, distributing whatever's in the estate or to the beneficiaries according to my wishes. So if you have young children and you use them as beneficiaries, you still have to have an executor because they're too young to manage that business. So you have to have somebody that's old enough that you trust. That's like, going to do the right thing.
That's like people like Jobs or somebody, or Bill Gates pass away, somebody step in because their kids are not adults.
Right.
And they still run the company, but the kid wouldn't have a say in the board or anything.
Oh, no.
That seat is vacated on the board or and wherever, and they're like, well, it's as the shares of this person that's deceased go to the kids.
Right. But it held, it's, normally it's going to be held in a trust.
Okay.
Okay. And then there'll be, you know, some kind of a distribution out of it, be it on a monthly.
Or a dividend, like when they pay out.
Right, because they still have to maintain a certain standard of living. So instead of just giving, you know, just say here, $20, $30 million, you just have some kind of system set up where who's ever taking care of those folks get a certain amount. They pay for, you know, private schools, all that kind of stuff. So, and then for college. So the executor is that person that you trust with your life. Okay, that's the person that you would name because you want to make sure that they take care of any survivors that are left and if you were to pass away unexpectedly. And it happens, right? We all know that.
Yeah.
Just listening on the radio the other day, the guy that does the play-by-play for Central Michigan University, right? Looking forward to this weekend coming up. They playing for a MAC title, and, you know, he was a big supporter. He was driving the other day and had a car accident and got killed.
Wow.
54 years old.
Young man.
So, of course, you know, he had a spouse, but yet the fact of the matter remains is that hopefully he has something in order to make sure that his family is taken care of. So, again, it doesn't really require a lot of money to do it. So you choose your executor, and then you choose your guardians for minor children or dependent adults. Okay, so the executor is different from the guardian.
Yes, sir.
The executor oversees basically the financial aspect of whatever your estate has. The guardian basically takes care of those day-to-day activities for the children to make sure that they're taken care of.
So they would have meetings, right? It's like having meet that executor and that
and the guardian.
They're like the accountant. Like,
yeah.
One's account for the child's life, daily life. The other one account for the money that's being spent on that life.
That's right.
So when it's trying to file taxes and take returns and investments and all that, they're able to do that for them.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, I've heard of cases where if you don't pick the right executor, they have access to whatever that estate or whatever kind of holdings they have, and they've misused them. All right, it happens. You know, it could be a $20 million estate.
Yes, sir.
And he's paying himself an exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah, I've heard of
to
that.
Manage it, and yet those that the money was supposed to go to doesn't get it. So it happens. That's why it's so important, if you're going to do a will, that you make sure that that executor is the person that you really trust to make sure that all the finances are going to be taken care of, and a guardian is a person, and normally it's a family member, a guardian, that is going to make sure that the kids have a fulfilled life and no abusive situations that they're in. So, again, that it's a pretty simple process. I went to 2, 3, and then the fourth one is any kind of personal thoughts or notes that you would want to leave. You would include this in that document.
The and, messages to your family.
Right. Okay, if there's any special items that you would want a particular person in the family to receive. I mean, if you have a very expensive coin collection, you'd say, okay, I want my son to get that. So you got to be specific in some of those areas of those items of high value or personal a personal feeling that you know, who do you want to get those? Because what that does is that takes away anybody saying that, hey, I want that. Well, let's go to this document. Oh, document says that go to JFK or whatever that name was. So you as an individual, you spelled all that out, and that takes away any of the adversity of trying to figure out who gets it. And like I say, you can do these online, do some research. There's all kind of legal companies. They do the filing for you, which is basically filing you in the county in which you live through probate, and then it's a matter of court record, and it's a done deal. It is that simple. Or if you go to an attorney in town, they're going to do the same thing. But the basic blueprint is the same anywhere and everywhere you go when it comes to a will. So that's pretty much it on the on getting a will together. And, of course, there's all the other things that you probably need to take care of. You know, the final expenses, life insurance policies.
Yep.
You know, that's another issue that you may want to put on your list of things to do in the coming year. And it's probably a good time if you were invested in your 401k or your IRA. This is probably a good time to get with your financial advisor and say, okay, let's take a look at what 2020 is going to look like.
That's right.
From all indications, with the election coming up, the potential of impeachment, we still got the rift with China as far as trade is concerned, and now we've doubled down, and now we got France in a position where we're trying to increase the tariffs on a lot of the things that we purchased from France. This happened the other day in the summit that all the major leaders in the world met at, and he decided he wanted to put a tariff on the perfumes.
Yeah, I heard of that.
The liquors.
That's what they do, the cigars.
Yeah.
So, I saw that. You know,
the folks in France are not real happy with the current administration because they said there was no real reason to do it. So a lot of these things are going to impact the financial stability of the stock market coming in 2020. And you just probably want to take a look at where you're at and decide if the stocks and the mutual funds you're currently invested in are somewhat insulated from this correction that's going to take place.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm like, I'm not trying to cut you off, but like, I've been looking at like properties, right? Like condos and living field. And I'm like, I see like, they'll say estimated value. Like I got one right here. I'm not going to even say where it's at. So they say estimated value, $124,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it say for sale, $234,000.
Okay. It's pretty good inflation on that.
Like, what are they really trying to do?
Yeah.
But I've been seeing so many properties like that. Like, it's like,
it's a supply and demand issue. It's a supply and demand. That's on a higher scale of affordable housing, right? So an individual could afford to pay that on a $45,000, $50,000 a year salary. If you got good credit, you could probably afford to go in and buy that. The ones that are building downtown, this new project, it's like $299,000.
I saw them. I've been looking through those, too.
Okay. Yeah. And to me, that's pretty inflated.
That's inflation.
That's 300 grand, man.
That's them, and for also, and them worth, condo. Them worth probably 150, 170. I would at the most 170.
Yeah.
Depending on the amenities that come with it.
Well, the brownstones, don't know what they go for, but I would look at those maybe in that price range.
They're 249. They look like they fit that. They okay. fit that. I seen a nice one, 249 in that space. But then it still said 179 as the value of it.
Okay. The market value versus what they're selling it for.
Yeah.
Okay. So
179 is the market value, but they selling it for 249.
So somebody making a lot of money off of that, man.
That's crazy. And, but then I've been seeing drops too, though, like it's dropping 15,000. Because I'm on this this little, you know how you get alerts on your phone?
Right.
So properties I selected, they just showing me. But then, like you said, it's just, it got me thinking kind of strange, like some adjustment coming.
Yeah, and the other piece to it is, you know, we cut the interest rates again in November. It took a quarter of a point of interest. So money is cheap again.
So you raise the price of the house then.
So you raise the price of the house so you can make some money off of your investment, basically.
Because you're losing if you cut the rates.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the banks are. So they're going to make it up another way. No doubt about
it. Inflate the price of the house.
So
man, it's a nice one too. I'm like you, audience. I'm trying to have 2020 vision, trying to see somewhere to live, trying to look at things, and like everybody trying to do. You try to take advantage of the market and see what's really happening. But like you said, Tony said it's a wheel, it's a way, it's a way. It's 2020 is coming in.
Yeah,
and we trying to impeach our president. I'm gonna say this though. We not trying to pick nobody to run for nothing. But I see Bloomberg went from Republican to
Democrat.
Democrat. And he got all the money.
And he's spending it too. I've seen so many commercials, man.
Man, I've seen them too.
You know, and
he got the Democrat. He got the Democratic thing. Better schools. This and that. He got the whole pitch.
Yeah, I think when this thing shake out, man, he might be that guy.
He might be that guy.
Because the current field, I don't really see anybody that's a front runner.
Bernie need to go and run with him. Go and hook up with him, Bernie.
Might be able to be the VP.
That's what I'm saying. Run with him. Be his VP. Stop trying to compete and mess it all up. Go on and run with him so it could be some equity in this game.
Yeah.
Somebody with deep pockets that can make some things happen.
You need Bloomberg, man, to be in your corner because he is spending the money. I haven't seen his list of supporters, but we know Amazon, if given a choice, would because he haven't shown much regard for the current administration. And there's been a few rifts, so I'm pretty sure with his billions of dollars that he would put up to help with the campaign, he could be a formidable opponent against the Republican Party, man. And again, we got to wait and see how this impeachment thing plays out because, again, that may have a bearing on how this economy moves forward. But we're basically at a 10-year bull market, and it's just law of averages say at some point in time there'll be a correction. We just don't know to what degree it will be, but you need to be financially ready, and that's what I'm telling you to look at what you're invested in now. I mean, we had a great run, and if you are in the volatile, high-risk markets, it's probably time to move some of that cash over to some more safe, secure type of investment vehicles. Okay, bonds are always pretty safe. You can go into government securities and just kind of isolate. Take your gains, right? Take what you've made.
Yes, sir.
And be ready to hold on that preservation of capital. All right, you're going to take a hit at some point, but you don't want it to be a major hit. You want it to be a hit of no more than 10%. So if you got $200,000 in your IRA or your 401k, and you see it drop 10%, that's about as much as you can stomach. And depending on who you use to manage it, you say, okay, it's time for me to move my money to somewhere that's safe and secure until this thing plays out. So it's very important right now, I think, to start looking at whatever your portfolio is and whoever you use to manage it to give you some advice on how to prepare for 2020.
Yeah, but I know when we come back in next week, we're gonna talk about at a countdown to New Year's Eve, and just seeing that how we can possibly try to save some money and change some things at the last minute, because some people do function at the last minute, Tony. So we got to be able to try to help them out even in that space.
Well, That's what we do, man. Just trying to help out. This is only information. If you use it, that's fine. If you don't, you can't say you never heard it before. Yeah. Right?
I just wish I had more time in the day, because a lot of times I'm figuring out I can't do everything for everybody.
Nope.
Yeah, I guess I don't know what it is, but I'm like, I can't make all the money. I can't help everybody. So whatever advice we give, I'm telling you, we're really thinking about the audience.
Oh, yeah.
We're really thinking about how to help, because when you see me out in public, I try my best to help you and do what I can. And I tell you, I say, look, I don't have time for games. I got time only to help you do the right thing.
Yeah, because you only got 24 hours in a day.
That's it. And a lot of them getting eaten up by trying to build my community through these youth. So I'm trying to make sure they got good credit and they got good jobs.
Don't let them get into bad credit.
Yes, right. So I'm going to get a scripture for the day.
Okay.
Something I've been thinking about. It says Psalms 46:10, and it say, he says, be still and know that I'm God. And that's all I had. But it say, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So just be still and know that I'm God. So a lot of times, 2020 coming, people ready to have a frantic panic. I got a vision, 2020 vision, living with precision.
2020 vision.
But you got to clean up your past spots.
Yeah.
You got to clean up your hindsight. You got 2020 vision, but you got a blind spot coming.
Okay.
Like you said, it's going to be a correction coming to this market. Don't go out there and blow all your money on something that you don't need.
Yeah, and it's time to protect what you've been able to gain over the last 10 years if you've been invested in the market. It's called preservation of capital. You don't want to lose it all. So you need to make the moves in order to preserve what you've earned up to this point.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.